This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state legislature meets today, but don't hold your breath expecting a whole lot to happen. Our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are here now to explain why and really take a closer look at the attendance card so far this year for the state legislature. So, Zoe, how is the legislature doing in terms of doing business this year?
Well, this is on track now to be the fewest meetings that both the State House and the Senate will hold since 2002, 14 years. Thank you to MLive as well as MERS Information Research Service. They did the math because Rick and I are It's Just Politics, not It's Just Math.
Boy, so, and I'm with right. you there.
The House scheduled to meet 80 days. The Senate, 83 days combined. That is 163 days. On average, it's normally 205. So we are looking at more than 40 days less than average this session.
So, Rick, what are the reasons for the fewest days since John Engler was sitting in the governor's office?
Well, that's actually one of them, is that, you know, we are going into the final couple of years of a Republican governor's term while he was working with a Republican legislature. And that is very similar to what we saw in the final years of John Engler's time in office, that really the urgent stuff that they wanted to get done got done, that they weren't really facing any crises that, you know, the legislature has dealt with road funding, it dealt with the Detroit public schools bailout and took off, and it's an election year. And in an election year, there are typically fewer session days while lawmakers go back and either campaign for re-election or for the next offices that they're running for, or just meeting with the constituents who, you know, are the bosses after all.
And who will have the final say-so in November.
Indeed. It's pressing the flesh. It's office hours. It's meeting with constituents. So it's not just glad-handing. I mean, a lot of lawmakers are meeting with folks. What are your needs? But they're also going out there, especially before the August primary, in seats where it's contentious between Republicans and Democrats, getting out there and, as Rick says, meeting the bosses.
And it really is. It's kind of a no-win situation for for the elected officials,
right?
Because if they're in Lansing, then they're not back home meeting with the constituents,
listening to what real voters want.
Right. And, and you know, leaving themselves open to the claim that they're losing touch with the district you know, that they've gone Lansing.
Exactly.
And then if they're back in the district, well, they're on vacation. And certainly, you know, some of them do have timeshares and certainly, they are entitled to their vacations. But like we just said, that it's not like, you know, that most of them are heading off to the Bahamas for 3 months.
Well, in fact, as both of you pointed out in your commentary this week, the Democrats are very happy to say, hey, we're ready to come to work. It's the Republicans who want to be at the beach. So wait, how does that statement hold up to the sniff test?
Well, right. And of course, they're going to use this as politics. The fact is, though, that if Democrats even did get Republicans to show up, there would likely not be anything that the Democrats actually wanted to get done. There is Republican majority in both the State House
and Democrats
Senate.
Wouldn't get what they want to get
That's
done.
That's what I'm saying. And there, indeed, Cindy, as you noted, our commentary, It's Just Politics on Monday, there were all these comments from folks that were like, well, maybe it's not such a bad thing. Obviously, these were from liberals or progressives or folks that aren't liking what's happening in Lansing, saying, well, maybe it's not such a bad thing. They're not there. Less damage
right.
can be done. Yeah.
Rick, what is happening or not at the Capitol today?
You know, formal openings of the House and the Senate. A quorum was called. A quorum was not there. Some pro forma business was done, and they gaveled out of session without without any record roll call votes.
Or as my daughter would like to say, they peace outed.
They peace outed.
Mic drop.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if there was anyone to peace out, I mean, it was the clerks and the staff by and large who peace outed.
Right.
When do they do back in session?
Well, there is another session day on the calendar in August, but those are really just like today. They're kind of placeholders so that if there were a crisis, that the legislature would be complying with all the rules that they have to comply with in order to come into session and deal with this. But we're not really expecting anything to happen or the legislature to come back until September. And then they'll have an abbreviated post-primary session before they turn their attention to back to their districts and the November elections.
And one quick thing to keep in mind before we end this is think about this, that if the state house, if Democrats were to win 9 seats, which is a big lift, but if they did and they took control of the House, imagine what a lame duck session is going to look like, because it's going to be the last best chance for both chambers to be Republican. So keep that in mind, too.
We'd see some session days.
Indeed. We will watch that.
And nights.
It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Peluta. As always, thanks to you two.
Thanks, Cindy.
Always a pleasure.